They already call it Angrej temple. But still people come. But if we make a Mlecha temple, actually they can't say like that. But still they come. But they are on Benares and may be distant, may not be distant. That is management.
One of the things they haven't been able to criticize us for is our deity worship. One of the things they can't criticize is our deity worship, because it's a lot better than anywhere else.
But we are not above criticism.
Oh no, they criticize us for plenty of other things.
Even then, does not mean.
But I'm just, that's one point, that was one point in our favor, so we should maintain it.
The sarband should be kept only when it is absolutely necessary. Otherwise, everything should be done by us.
I understand that,
Prabhupada. I've been 2,000
till now, as far as possible, I've let a number of people go already. But until I can get the devotees to do these engagements, I can't let the servant go.
No, that's all right. But devotees, why they shall not do?
Well, that is...
If they are unwilling to do, then they must remain in the guest house, as respectable guests.
Well, that I'm finding that's happening. I have so many devotees who stay in the guest house because they're not willing to be engaged.
They're paying?
They're paying, yes. So, they have to be dealt with very, very tactfully, because for a long time there's been so many devotees here who just have not been engaged. And now that someone is coming and he's trying to capture them, he's trying to take account of their time, and they become upset. They think, oh, now this man is going to take my time.
Yeah.
But just for example, the chanting from 9 to 12, could you please chant? And she became furious. She said, I am already making garlands for 4 hours, I have no time.
No, it's making garland, that is another thing.
I know, but it's only 4 hours, and I said there are 24 hours, and at least 20 hours left over. It'll take a little time to account their time and convince them that they have to accept more and more engagement.
No.
It's like pulling it.
If somebody is engaged in some business, so he may not chant. The conscious and maybe given. But chanting.
But actually, is it?
It is not very compulsory, take it.
But it's if not. You want to have a 24-hour kirtan, I was speaking.
But with that is, if that is not available, not possible, don't be very serious. But these things must be done.
Yes, those. It's just that I want to comply with all your.
That may be taken as voluntary. But nobody can see it idly.
Yes.
That is the point.
Yes.
If one is engaged in making for garland, all right, you may not attend. It is not compulsory for you. The 24 hours kirtan means, suppose if we have not sufficient men, it is not possible. It is. And required, if there is sufficient men, they are not. We must see that they are not wasting uselessly time. That is the main. If they are engaged in some business, there is no compulsory that he has to go and chant. But these things are. Sivigrahara dhananitanana singharatan mandiramanya. That is compulsory. It must be done by you or me, or it must be done early in the morning. The whole temple should be. The sufficient water supply, the pipe. Simply, it takes half an hour. It is neglected. I see the temple is not washed. There's so much dust.
We used to wash it 3 times a day.
Yeah. Oh, it is top.
With great difficulty, of course, but with great difficulty, but still,
it
can be done.
So these devotees, they come here not to work.
It is a fashion. They come to be Babaji's.
Achha?
Like that. Consciousness is like that.
Yesterday, 2 girls came. One came from Paris, and one came from Australia. When I asked them, did anyone send you for a particular engagement? They said, no, I just left. How did you get your money from my family? And why did you come? I just wanted to see Vrindavan and like that. And in this way, every day someone is coming. And as soon as I want to, they will say, well, I didn't come for this. I came.
But that's only you can then remain in the pain, yes?
Yeah. I don't want to discourage them. At the same time, I can't have people just sitting around.
No, those who are coming for for excursion, they can remain in the paying guest room. Yeah. Pay for food, pay for. Otherwise, one has to be engaged. A devotee must voluntarily engage. One has to be requested? They should be very glad.
They're not very conscious about doing service. Huh? They're not very conscious about doing service.
But this is the service.
He used to be the temple commander, Harisori. He had a very difficult time before, about a year ago. He used to be the temple commander. Nobody would.
I had to practically throw him out of the room sometimes.
This center, particularly, it's just always been like that.
Only anxiety is how to get some fruit and everything to maintain their body nicely. Very few devotees can actually accept engagement and maintain good health and a good consciousness, because the change for Western people, for India, is so extraordinary that it disturbs their mind, and consequently their body is disturbed, and then all they think about is how to maintain their body.
They're used to eating large quantities of food.
And if I ask them...
Here it cannot be done.
They're used to eating huge amounts and very rich foods.
Where?
In the West.
In the Western temples, they get so many nice foodstuffs which are not available here. And when they become sick, then they...
What is this food?
Oh, like sour cream and butter and so many things, and all kinds of fruits and vegetables.
In the West, the devotees must eat about 4 times as much as the ones in India who are not sick. The ones in India...
I see that here they eat more.
They appear to eat a lot. But I don't know, the food here is not so rich. It's not got so much nutritional value.
It's simpler.
But I've seen boys here, they've been here a year or 2 years, and they've had dysentery constantly because they cannot control their tongues.
The ones who eat more...
They eat, and then they get sick, they get dysentery, so they say, oh, I need boiled this and fruit and this and that. But then again, you see them on the first feast or something like that, they're eating kachori or this or that, stuff cooked in ghee. And then immediately they become sick again, they can't do any work all the time. And at the same time, they refuse to control their tongues to get better. They stay on that platform, always sick, not eating the correct food.
As you say, when someone gets sick, he should fast. I tell him, stop eating, you'll get well immediately. If you have fever, don't eat. Take water and lemon, you'll be all right a few days. But they have not realized the function of the body, how their own body is functioning, and they insist on eating, they get sicker and sicker, they complicate it. I see so many people get incredibly complicated digestive diseases, and then they can't work.
Liver also.
They get jaundice, they get dysentery, amoebic dysentery, boils. All these things come from taking too much food. And then they want to change their diet. Although they change their diet, they eat so much of the changed diet that it also has no effect.
Yeah, true. Actually, this is the main problem.
And then they require money for medicine. I spend so much money on medicine. Now I have stopped it. I said, well, first you fast for 3 days, and if you don't get better, I'll give you some money for medicine. But they're constantly running to this hospital, getting this pill or that pill. You know, all these pills are useless. The real problem is they're just overeating. And of course, when they overeat, they want to sleep. Yeah. Because India is hot. And when they sleep, then they get dysentery. And when they get dysentery, they can't engage. And in this way, they run into a cycle which is very difficult to break. And only the most, only very few devotees are able to maintain themselves in India for any length of time. And rarely I see it. A nice, strong man comes, and I look at him, and I see him eat, and I say, within a week, this man is going to be sick. And sure enough, he's sick. He's laying down, he's got fever, he's got dysentery, he's going to the hospital. This way, we have so many people like that.
And they become so weak that they can't work anyway.
So they just become a liability.
And one devotee, his name is Vasudeva. He does nothing at all. He's always sick. But at Prasadam, he eats more than any other man. I told him, Prabhu, that if you want, you're a doctor, you should know that if you eat so much food, you can't digest, you're going to be sick. He says, no, I'm so weak, I require food, I can't get any strength. I asked him, at least sit down in the temple and chant Hare Krishna. He said, I have
friends. Some of them eat so much, I'm surprised.
Yes, it's so
the ones who eat that much, they're the ones who are always sick. Mm-hmm. They're the ones.
Well, what do you think means sick?
I used to eat a lot, but I used to burn it all up.
They don't know if you eat a lot and then work very hard. That's all right. If they eat a lot and then sleep a lot, as Maharaj said. If they would simply work, eat a lot, all right, but then work very hard, then it's all digested.
Yeah. They eat a lot at midday, and then they're useless for the rest of the day. Sleep 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon, and then stagger out for arty.
Now they eat in the morning.
Well, how to manage this? Very good. Very good.
I thought it was better when they're eating in the noon. At least they'd work before they eat. Work before eating, but I don't know.
the thing
wasn't going any better.
I found if you want things to go on, you have to make them do it, that's all. Because they don't have sufficient realization to volunteer to work.
They are
so you said, tell them if you want to
come here,
you do this,
then it will be done.
Yeah. Like this 24-hour...
The temple commander must be very able man.
Yeah. He's got to be a heavy man. I was telling Hansa Dutta when I was here, I tried for so long to get the kirtan going at night time. And they wouldn't turn up, or they'd fall asleep, or this or that. And so many people would refuse to do it. I could only get maybe 5 or 6 men out of the whole temple who would volunteer to do it. So we worked it out. We made a list of all the people who could possibly chant at night. Everyone. I even put the pujaris down because we were short of men. And then we said, now you either chant...
The pujaris, they have to rise early.
Well, yeah, but this... apart from them, but we told them, now you either chant this 1 hour at night, or you go. We made them chant, and then everything went very nicely. No one.
Why don't you do that?
Well, I told him that he's going to do it.
Not tell him, but you do it.
Now his suggestion is good because 1 hour they can do. I've noticed your divine grace suggested 3 hours.
3 hours continue, not possible. Make
it's
it one
impossible. Not a single person
first of six
can do it
now. One.